Bill Thomas co-chairs the House Finance Committee. There, he oversees drafting the legislature's operating budget. The Haines Republican says it's increasing about 7% a year, more than the state can afford. It can't stay level because of program guarantees and commitments already made. Thomas says he'll work with the governor and other lawmakers to reduce that growth.
Everybody has a need and a want, and we're sitting here at what point do they finally realize that we can't continue to allow the budget to grow at this rate.
Thomas says he supports the governor's plan to reduce spending by eliminating 284 funded but unfilled state jobs. The Haines Republican doesn't write the capital budget, which funds public works projects around the state, but he has influence as a finance committee member. Thomas plans to push for a power line that could lower the price of electricity in one southeast village.
There's been a project that we've been pushing for years, and 2 years now it's been vetoed, for the intertie service to Cake. And I think we're going to try one more time and see. Maybe we have to go for less money and build it over a two-year period or something.
Other preferred projects include Angoon erosion repairs, statewide harbor improvements, and village energy projects. Thomas says he would consider adding funding for the first Alaska-class ferry if what's budgeted now is not enough, but he questions the need for a whole new design.
We've got some of the finest boats running around that's 50 years old. Seems to me if it's not broke, why fix it, you know, and these are working fine. I just don't get it, I guess.
Thomas has authored or backed several veterans assistance bills. He's also sponsoring a measure to help former service members apply military experience to some occupational licensing requirements.
Let's say that you're a captain in the Coast Guard and you come out and you want to be a Marine pilot or maybe a Marine Highway captain. This will allow you to use some of your sea hours. If you have 6 years or so of duty, you come in and we can help you with waive some of that.
This is Thomas's final session representing more than two dozen small communities from Metlakatla to Skagway to Cordova. Reapportionment will drop some of those towns while adding Sitka to the district. He says that will mean an extra push for his current constituents' projects.
The way we look at it now, we're going to be losing one rep, one senator, so we have to work together, and anything anybody puts in, hopefully we'll be able to protect and work with each other, and we're going to have to work with each other harder than we ever have before.
In addition to finance, Thomas serves on the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.